This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two of this Sunday night Mother's Day edition of Free Talk Live is now underway. We've got somebody on hold, and if you want to get on the air, you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us here in the studio tonight, it is myself. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Pickless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com.
So I did have just one quick thing I wanted to mention about the last article. So I wonder, and if there are any Canadians out there or former Canadians that can...
tell us what it's all about.
Indeed. So I do wonder if he would have caught this kind of flack if he were a pastor for the Anglican Church, which is the official state religion of England, which Canada is part of.
Canada's part of England?
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. Getting my terms wrong. It is still technically part of the United Kingdom. The Queen of England is also the Queen of Canada. And her face does appear on their money.
Wow.
Indeed.
That's dumb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they... and the United Kingdom still
sorry
has...
Sorry to oversimplify, but...
It really is. They still have blasphemy laws in that country.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
All right, we can continue talking about that. Also, we have this other article that we need to get to. But first, let's do what we do on here. Let's see if we can speak appropriately. Let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live and go to the phones. We have somebody named Sean calling in from Washington. Sean, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I feel like that. Melanie should go on a diet.
Okay, thanks for the call. So, we have this article from IFLScience.com that says, spanking may affect children's brain development in similar ways to abuse, study suggests. Now, before I actually get into the article, Melanie, you did bring this in. I was under the impression... And perhaps I'm just ahead of the curve here when it comes to reading about this kind of stuff. I was under the impression that this claims to be a new study. I was under the impression that this was already settled, that the answer was yes.
Well, so they've studied different things. They started with studying outcomes, and then people made the argument, well, maybe it's just that worse kids... The kids who would have had worse outcomes because they're just inherently bad people get spanked more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and it's like, okay, so.
Correlation versus causation, yeah. Kind of thing. Where, like, are these kids having bad outcomes because the kind of parents who are likely to spank also, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, or the parents are bad, and so, you know, which is a weird argument to make if you're pro-hitting kids. Okay, well, you have bad outcomes just because the parents are bad and worse parents who are less able to manage themselves.
Right.
Like, okay, but... And then there were studies showing that the more you're hit as a kid, the less gray matter you produce, which is going to have some variation from individuals anyway, but it's clear. And this one shows how it's more in depth than that. It shows how being hit as a kid has similar effects, but on a spectrum.
Okay, all right. So they put it on a different way of rating it.
Well, and they went more in depth. They showed, they did like, what are they called, MRI scans, and showed like what regions are affected in kids who have various experiences.
Okay. Because to me, and I'm probably oversimplifying again, as I like to do, but to me, it seems pretty clear that spanking is violence. I mean, if you, name another human being where if they did something wrong, you hit them, it's not abuse. Like a spouse, for example, right? If your spouse does something wrong and you hit them, why, that's spousal abuse, right? Whether it's, a gentle tap or a bending over the knee and a spanking or a wooden paddle or a wooden spoon or whatever device it is you're choosing to use, to me, spanking is violence.
Well, and the argument that I usually hear is that you are not trying to hurt them, you are trying to get their attention.
Which is just a lie, because that's clearly a lie.
Yeah, because the same thing could be accomplished if that were true by just giving them like a little pinch on the shoulder or something. Because that's what you're supposed to do with like kids who are having trouble paying attention, or maybe undiagnosed ADD kids, right? If they're having a problem with focusing, the first thing they teach you is to put a hand on their shoulder to get their attention, because they can feel that and they go, oh, somebody's here. Yes, what do I, and you get their attention.
That's not how you get somebody's attention in any other facet in life.
Yeah.
If you the next customer in line is distracted, you don't hit them.
Right.
You're like, hey, next in line.
Right. What if people
yeah,
went around?
Imagine like being at McDonald's and just cuffing the person on the back of the head because they were slow to order.
Right. Or how about the cashier was new and didn't quite know what buttons to hit, and so you're like, hey, come on, hurry up, and you smack them across the face. Would that be appropriate behavior?
I wasn't trying to hurt you. I was just trying to get your attention.
Yeah. I am not a fan of spanking for many reasons, but one, because it is violence. But also, two, I come from a background of child abuse. I was abused as a child heavily, and I have seen evil personified. I know what child abuse is, physical abuse, mental abuse, etc. and so on, that I am not a fan in any way, shape, or form. And I am surprised that I turned out as well as I did, right, for all of the crap that, I endured and all of that kind of stuff. I don't want to go into the details. I won't bore you with any of that. But there are kids who went through just as much crap as I did, if not worse crap, who ended up in prison, who ended up being violators of violence themselves, violations of the non-aggression principle. Their entire life is based around violence, things of that nature. And it hurts me to see that, because I know that you can overcome it. I just don't know why I overcame it when other people aren't able to.
I don't know.
The same thing applies.
Not trying to get into the free will argument, but there might be other factors that affect whether or not you're able to overcome it. It shouldn't be something that anyone has to overcome.
Yeah.
Maybe some people have, if some people have more mental processes to start with, or more self-control to start with, or a lesser, not prevalence, a lesser susceptibility to something like PTSD to start with, and you abuse them, then maybe you're going to have a better outcome than somebody who doesn't have those advantages, but still a worse outcome than if you had actually raised them right.
Well, I have the same question about why a person, and again, this is coming from my own experience, but why a person can sort of get themselves, or with some help from some, literature or videos or whatever, get themselves out of the fog of statism and come to the ideas of liberty when other people cannot. And why did it take me, up until I was age 37 or something like that to begin to come out of that fog? Why didn't I come out early? Why do some people come out way earlier than that?
Well, you didn't have the benefit of internet when you were the age that some people cover.
That's true, but like, still, there were people who were, sort of disengaging from statism because of things like philosophy or whatever. But there's kids who go to college all the time. They major in philosophy. They don't come to the philosophy.
Well, you're not learning philosophy in college.
Oh, that's a fact.
Okay, but still.
But there are people who do in fact study philosophy, and they are not anarchists.
Right. Or become them in any way, shape, or form. They still have that overbearing authoritarian personality.
Well, and it's a confounding variable that a lot of people will lie to themselves saying this is for the child's own good, when what they're really doing is venting their own frustration at the child's behavior.
603-283-6160. Do you think there's a difference between spanking children and spousal abuse? More Free Talk Live on the way.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
The telephone number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a minute. But on March 16th of 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, the home of Renee and Andy Spinella, and the home of Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. These people are now known as the Crypto Six. Four of them have been released, but Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, both remain in custody and have not achieved bail. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there about all sorts of different things. There's a video there that you can watch. And there are multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund for the Crypto 6. Because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund. You can find out more about the Crypto 6 at thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. We've been sort of discussing the article that we haven't really gotten into from iflscience.com that says spanking may affect children's brain development in similar ways to abuse, the study suggests. And we've all sort of had our say on, you know, kind of what we think about spanking and child abuse and that kind of thing. And we will talk more about that. But first, let's go to Dave in Las Lunas. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone. Nature versus nurture and care versus don't care.
Okay.
In nature, everybody is always all about themselves. They're not thinking about anybody else. Nurture, we are taught to care for our neighbors and our friends and other people because we're all in this together. Go ahead.
I would argue with you there. Part of our nature is that almost every human being is born with the natural biological capacity to develop a sense of morality. Now, which form of morality they develop is determined by the nurture, but there is certainly a gearing toward morality that we all experience as humans.
This is where the care versus don't care comes in. Myself as an NCO in Korea, I ended up with the unfortunate experience of having a replacement NCO who was a rather intelligent young man out of Detroit, but he didn't give the fat frogs behind about what he was taking over and the responsibilities included therein. He spoke with Sergeant Major and the commander, and they found me another replacement, same rank, not quite the most intelligent person, but the key quality is that he cared. I took these two gentlemen on the run down to Yongsan and did them through their usual stuff that they were going to be taken care of in part of the headquarters of the battalion.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man who was not so bright retained a whole lot more than the other gentleman who was supposed to be a lot more intelligent.
Okay, and so how does this relate to these findings about spanking children, or was that...
I think he's referring to our earlier conversation about the importance of IQ for a libertarian society. And, if someone cares about the non-aggression principle, even if they have a lower IQ, I think they're going to be a lot more effective in helping us to create a libertarian society than someone with a high IQ that doesn't really care about non-aggression.
There's still a floor on that. If they're not able to process it, they're not going to be effective at all.
The key is breaking it down to the ridiculous, you know, stupid simple, as we call it in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
The person who does not care, no matter how smart they are, they're just going to sit back and let it go over their head. The person who does care, even though they may not be as intelligent, is going to care. And when I reminded them about, okay, you are under the watch of these three, four people, and your performance is going to rate your ability to get promoted because you're in the most forward deployed unit in the peninsula, where that if you did not get promoted, there was something wrong with you. And if there was something wrong with you, you went to Camp Casey, to the land of no smiles. This place was one of those places where General Order Number 1 did not apply because we were constantly under alert. So that meant that we were always battle-ready at all times, put your gear on, go. When the alarm sounded, you had to be ready 24 hours.
Sure. I want to go back to what you were talking about the caring versus not caring, because this is something that's taught in, like, leadership training, whether it's, you know, in the corporate world or anywhere else. The saying is, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Is that kind of a summary of what you were trying to say?
That's pretty much the bottom line of it all, because it doesn't matter how smart the person is. The fact is that they care. The person who cares is going to get out of the live combat zone if they have to evacuate. The person that doesn't care is going to end up being fodder on the road, bringing up the rear end.
Right.
So, and especially in a situation where you need someone to actively do a thing, both of those factors matter. But when all you need somebody to do is not go around committing aggression, that doesn't require a whole lot of skills for you to... You cannot care and be perfectly able to not go around committing aggression.
Right.
Well,
I mean, even the military the military has a lower bar. I think it's 83, where they won't admit anybody lower than that. So, below a certain point,
with our unit, there was a minimum GT score of 110, which is higher than the normal.
GT, is that roughly analogous to IQ?
That basically equates to the ASVAB score. My ASVAB was an 88. I qualified as 127 on the GT, which was 17 higher than the minimum required. Plus, there was a height, weight, and PD requirement and all that stuff.
Okay, thanks for the call tonight, Dave. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to comment on any of this.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House Republican leader says he supports removing Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her leadership position. Speaking with Fox News on Sunday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that he supports New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney as the chair of the House Republican Conference. Cheney has come under fire from her fellow Republicans for her criticism of former President Donald Trump and his claims of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. She also voted to impeach Trump ahead of his second impeachment trial. Cheney is expected to face a no-confidence vote later this week. And Navy officials say they've seized a shipment of arms headed for rebels in Yemen. In a statement, the Navy confirmed this Saturday seizure, saying the USS Monterey stopped a dhow and seized thousands of weapons from the ship, including rifles, machine guns, and anti-tank missiles. The crew of the dhow were allowed to leave after their cargo was removed. You're listening to USA Radio News. April's job report was drastically below predictions, with only 266,000 jobs added last month, way behind estimates of about 1 million, leaving many economists looking for the root cause of the end of a hiring boom. Neil Kashkari says a large factor is still the coronavirus. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis tells CBS's Face the Nation that he sees uncertainty as the largest cause of hesitation in the economy.
It's really uncertain, and so it is still the virus and the reality of the virus and people's feeling safe about the virus that's ultimately going to drive this economic recovery. I think the hope is that Congress has been so aggressive in the past year, and the Federal Reserve has been so aggressive in the past year, that we have positioned the economy for a fast recovery, not a 10-year recovery, but there's still a great deal of uncertainty about the virus, but also about how we are all feeling and the confidence that ultimately we need to have to fully restore the economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in talk program. And that means you can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number you need to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold right now, so if the line is busy, keep trying. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the very beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is completely decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there. There's a link to the unofficial Telegram chat and, of course, an unofficial forum. Again, links to all of that can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. We were talking about spanking and child abuse, and then we backtracked and we were talking about the previous subject.
Oh, whether IQ or essentially...
Nature, nurture, they don't care how much you know until you know how much they care.
And we'd left off with the idea, Melanie had just said, well, yeah, but there is a floor on IQ, like the military's floor on IQ is 83. And right. below 83, like, they just can't find anything productive to do.
And I had mentioned, and I don't know if it got cut off or not, I ran a little over when I was saying my words, but I had mentioned that I think all of these things just bring us back to personal responsibility. Why am I a voluntarist, anarchist, libertarian-type person? Because I care about my own personal defense. I care about principles, right? I care about the non-aggression principle. I care about treating other human beings as human beings, right? Mm-hmm. So these are all the things that I care about. So I think that's a better indicator of people who should be included in this, you know, AMCAPistan, libertarian society, anarchist world, whatever it is. I think these are better indicators to me than IQ or some sort of a test that you take, a personality test, that kind of a thing.
Well, and Melanie, you had mentioned that what you are asking someone to do is to avoid aggressing. So, you know, avoid stealing people's things or threatening them or harming them. And I think
that requires very little caring with sufficient social pressure.
I would say that it requires very little IQ, but to maintain that position requires a lot of care. So, I mean, every time that you get the opportunity to, say, steal a candy bar or whatever it is, I mean, if you really care about, you know, being a good person, then that's going to be much more effective than being able to think effectively. So, like, if you,
not even true, because if you know, hey, I'm going to get caught eventually and I don't really need all these candy bars I'm stealing.
Well,
that's all you need to not do that.
Well, what if you're just really smart and you go, you know, I have figured out a way that I will never get caught doing this.
Okay, so at no point am I advocating that high IQ is the only thing you need. My position is that below a certain point, regardless of how good a person you are, because I'm not arguing that people with 60 IQs are evil or something like that.
Right.
But that functionally, it's equivalent, because without these masses of just sub-functional humans, there's nothing for the evil people to do.
Okay.
I mean, there's things for them to do, but there's no way they're going to accomplish their evil goals.
Let's table this for a second, unless, of course, the caller wants to pipe in. Let's go to Mark, who's calling from Atlantis. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge, the host of Free Talk Live, one of the hosts of Free Talk Live. Yeah, what I want to say is...
I was going to say, clever?
I was going to say, well, you were, but hopefully you will be again soon if we get our tech.
I mean,
be once and future host of Free Talk Live.
I mean, we take breaks. I'm about to take a break. Like, am I not a host?
Once and future king of the galaxy.
We've got facsimile mark here in the studio, so... You know.
We have figured out how to steal candy bars successfully and never get caught. We call it politics.
That's true.
You know, somehow or another, we say when people steal our candy bars that are politicians or they work for the government or something like that, like, we have to have this. Otherwise, there'll be chaos. But otherwise other people will steal our candy bars. Like, it's really crazy. It's a funny position that we take. But what I wanted to talk about was spanking. So I don't know how deep we got into this article.
Bam chicka bow
wow. But I did read
it. Not that kind of spanking?
I don't know why.
Sorry, my bad.
So you're referring to the non-consensual form of spanking.
That's correct. Of children, specifically. And
as we are big on pointing out, children cannot consent.
This is correct. They cannot and do not. I'd like to talk about spanking. Now, remember, I have a son. He is 13. We did not spank. The reason we chose not to spank was because we never had to. But because I attempt to be the voice of reason on this show, I am often shoved into categories that I wish not to be in. And in this case, I'm going to be the pro-spanking guy, because I think that articles like the one that was brought in about spanking are, I'm going to go ahead and say it, irresponsible. They use terms like may, could, suggests, and they don't say spanking causes people to be awful.
Well, so right? Yeah, so anytime you take a science article and have a journalist summarize it, that's you get silliness like that. The actual
sure do.
Article, the actual science article is linked in that article.
They do, and I've read these things before. I haven't read this specific one, but these studies come out every 18 months. Like, this is like clockwork, and they're all terrible science done by activists.
Well, I wanted to go back to what you had said about the reason that we haven't spanked our son is because we never had to. Now, is the reason that you never raped anyone because you didn't have to?
No, the reason I haven't raped anyone is because I don't find that interesting at all. It's gross and awful.
I don't believe you. I think that you are interested in a negative way. I don't believe that you find it boring.
Okay, I didn't say boring. I thought it was awful. That's disgusting.
Well, it's a form of interest right there.
English is stupid, and that's a side issue.
So what I would say regarding spanking is that.
So you mean interesting in the sense of like I don't wanna.
Okay, I think this is.
Anyway,
go ahead, Mark.
Regarding spanking. So what I would say about it is that what they're studying in fact is terrorizing your children, right? Like some people who spank terrorize the crap out of their children.
Yep.
Very few people who use non-corporal punishment to punish their kids, terrorize them, because it's an archetype, right? And by that I mean, you know, like the kid's constantly in fear. Their world's in flux. They don't understand.
Well, I'd say that's a difference in degree rather than type.
But yeah, like what is a non-terroristic way to hit people when they don't do things you don't like?
When you read these studies, you'll see that like 7% more of kids are violent, or 15% more, you know, do this or that. And it's a small percentage of kids that are actually spanked. See, the problem is that we've taken these two categories and we've created them. One is spanking, and the other one is not spanking.
You want to hang on, Mark?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, stand by. We'll have more with Mark from Atlantis here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you for tuning in and listening, everybody. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number for you to call in is 603-283-6160. We do have calls holding. We're in mid-call, so if you get a busy signal, please keep trying if you want to be on the air with us here tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And let's go ahead and bring the Atlantean back on the line. Mark, by the way, Mark, I've reinstituted facsimile mark here in the studio and pointed a camera at it. And I realized looking at this facsimile mark that from the perspective when I'm looking at this photo, you seem to lean a little bit right. But from your perspective, you lean a little left. Or is it the other way around? No, from my perspective, you lean left. From yours, you lean right. Sorry, my bad. I had a mixed around.
Yeah. I think that would be hard for people to... It's hard to convince anyone that I'm a Democrat. What I was saying was regarding spanking, and I think that we have a false dichotomy put in place, is that when it comes to spanking children, there's this sort of spanking or non-spanking camp that is often brought up on Free Talk Live, when in fact what we should be talking about is good parents versus bad parents. And I understand why
well,
the
that's a
diagram,
lot harder to observe.
It is a lot harder to observe, but the results speak for themselves. Good people, good well-adjusted people, are the result of good parenting.
How do you measure good parents? That's my question.
That's a circular argument.
How do you measure who is a good parent and who is not?
It takes a long time to get there.
Well, it's a circular argument, though, because, I mean, you wouldn't define someone as a good parent if the outcome of their child is bad.
Correct.
So that's a circular argument. Good parents have good children.
I don't think it's a circular argument. It's an argument that it's difficult to sort of make it clear. And I think that libertarians often rush to, does it violate the non-aggression principle or doesn't it? And I think that you can't do that with children, and here's the reason. Because they choose, they barely have a choice to live in your house or not. Like, if the rule to enter my house was I punched everybody in the nose, I would clearly be a lunatic and probably a bad person.
Wait.
But it wouldn't violate the non-aggression principle.
Are you saying, Mark, that you're okay with violating the non-aggression principle as long as it's a child?
No. What I'm saying is it doesn't violate, the spanking doesn't violate the non-aggression principle because it's my house and I pay the mortgage. My house, my rules. If you don't like them, go live elsewhere. And that's hard for a three-year-old to do. And
well, but you put them. You also put them in a position where they are dependent on you. So if you
sure.
run somebody over with your car and say, okay, I'll take you to the hospital, but I will only agree to take you to the hospital if I punch you in the face, that is still a NAP violation because you put them in that position.
Or if you have a quadriplegic in your house and you say, well, everyone in the house at certain time of day, I get to punch in the face, and, well, they didn't leave.
I understand your points. I'm just saying that it's not a violation of the NAP.
How?
And
I mean, I don't understand how you hit another human being, and that is not a violation of the non-aggression principle. You are aggressing on another human being. I don't care how old they are.
You're not. You're not. It's your house, and the rules can be what they are. And it's weird, but that's what it is. I would say that...
Can you explain that to me in a logical way? Because I don't understand.
Before we go any further, let me ask this question. If spanking your child one time between the ages of 1 and 5 resulted in them necessarily and 100% of the time being a good person, and not spanking them between 1 and 5 resulted in them being a bad person, would you choose to spank them?
That's kind of the hypo of that you're invoking.
So you're asking if the ends justify the means, and I would say no.
You're invoking another universe, because I've also been asked if flicking someone on the nose would cure all cancer. Would I do it? Yes, but it doesn't.
Yes.
That's not the result in this universe. And so in this universe, I mean, it would still violate the NAP anyway, but I'd be okay with it.
The reason that we like the non-aggression principle is because this is how things behave in the real world that we inhabit. If we find out that the non-aggression principle is, in fact, detrimental to our long-term outcomes, we'll probably have to pick a new position.
Oftentimes, the people who refuse to spank are... bad parents, because they don't understand discipline at all. They say no discipline at all, and their children all
yes, that's true. And the non-aggression principle is not only not sufficient to raise a child, it's not sufficient to operate as a human being. The problem is, this is where we're at. This is like the lowest bar we have to get over.
The majority of people who are spanked as children turn out to be well-adjusted adults.
The majority of children turn out to be well-adjusted adults.
Yes.
So,
consider sort of normal by today's
I mean, you're implying a causation that doesn't exist.
I don't know that we have a big enough sample group of kids who aren't hits to make that comparison.
Well, we do. There's plenty of them. And it's
the majority of children who are spanked drink water.
Indeed, they do. What I'm telling you is this is irresponsible science, because what it suggests is that spanking is what makes people, bad and psychotic, when in fact it's terrorizing your children. Whether you do it by corporal punishment or not is what makes people bad. You can terrorize your kid and never lay your hands on them. And that's what I wish that these articles would talk about. I'm not defending spanking.
Well, it actually
under
did.
The most rare of circumstances.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying that spanking may have some impact on a dysfunctional or child becoming a dysfunctional adult. But the greater problem here is parents terrorizing their children, and that could include spanking. It doesn't necessarily always include spanking. Am I understanding?
Right. What I'm saying is that parents that terrorize their children, and I understand I'll have to define that if you...
I can give you a very specific example.
Well, I would argue that while not all parents that terrorize their children spank, certainly, I would argue that at least to some extent, every parent who spanks their child terrorizes them. Now, it can be a small amount of terrorizing them, but it's still ruled by fear.
Let me use an example. When Jack was young, he was about 1.5 years old, he ran down my driveway, which at this time was, went out to a major highway. He got about 3/4 of the way down, with dog, mind you, as we ran after him yelling and trying to get him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he had disappeared a couple of times, obviously. The thing that terrorizes young parents the most is, what if my child is dead? And so this is the... this is crazy, right? The kid's going down my driveway. Finally, he stops about 3/4 of the way down, And, you know, I get him, and we do a timeout. He had about, he's probably had 8 timeouts in his life, okay? This is how rarely we've had to implement this, because talking to Jack works most of the time. You know, had to do punishments, but it's rare. So I implemented one, and what we did was a minute, it was a minute for every year that he was old. Now, what I decided that night is if he did that again, he was going to get a real live spanking. And because he could die as a result, the worst case scenario really did happen. And so that would be the only circumstance under which I would spank. And I would forgive a parent who chose to use spanking, say, once per year between the ages of 2 and 7.
Okay, so I have better battles to fight than somebody who hits their kid once a year. Because
great,
there are people
excellent.
Who...
Because this article doesn't,
but that's
Melanie.
Not...
This article is the kind of irresponsible journalism that says everybody who spanked their kid once is a goddamn terrorist.
Did you read the actual study that was linked, or just the...
I did not read the study that was linked, because I've read these studies before.
And they compared kind of 3 different groups, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
It's always 2.
Yeah, it was never spanked, you know, spanked without any further abuse, and then further abuse, which they classified a lot of spanking as further abuse, as far as I would understand it, because they included hitting your kid with objects and hitting them in other places as abuse, but not spanking. But the kind of the problem is, so a 1.5-year-old doesn't necessarily, or doesn't have, they don't understand death, they don't understand why they shouldn't run down the driveway, so they shouldn't have access to things that can kill them. And
the outdoors?
The area where cars exist outdoors? Certainly. You should keep them away from that until they understand what they're
everywhere.
Doing.
You can't put a fence everywhere, and you can't keep a kid. I mean, like,
put them on a leash.
Dangerous place.
More Free Talk Live is coming up. 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.